What's going on, A-plusers? It's your host, Adam Perez, back once again with a brand new episode review for The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, episode number 4. The countdown has, in fact, begun to the finale. We got 2 episodes left, but not before we got through this episode, which was just absolutely incredible. Like, what an episode this was. This episode actually was written by Danai Gurira herself. And I think even watching the insider aspect of the episode towards the end, the showrunner said, no, she pretty much show ran this episode herself too. She really did a lot of the direction and had the vision certainly for this particular episode. And the fact that she wanted to go ahead and tackle this episode, I am so glad that she did, man. I had no idea she was as incredible of a writer as she did, as she certainly was. There is something about the idea that this episode truly being just like maybe 40 minutes of just dialogue between two characters, just back and forth, and the ability of them to not only have compelling just words, dialogue, the emotion and just the incredible acting performance by both Andrew and Danai here to honestly carry this episode on their own, I think just goes to show you just how powerful they are, not only as actors, but just who their characters certainly are also. And they really brought a great dimension to this. Some great action in here too. I absolutely love seeing these two characters just kind of working together, especially towards the end. I mean, look, even towards the end, when they're just on their P's and Q's and they're just badassery sort of personified as they're exiting this building. I mean, even seeing them having their lovers quarrel while they're in the middle of like fighting in the hallways and kind of getting trapped, which was a pretty intense sequence also. I mean, you can definitely just see like who these two are when they are in fact together, and it's just always on. They definitely do not miss a beat. But this episode, guys, as I said, was absolutely incredible. You know, it is, it's been a while since a television show or a movie has literally made me cry. I was shedding tears, man, in this. The idea of seeing Rick at the end just finally let go of his fears, break down those mental barriers and those walls that have been holding him back from just being who he is and sort of accepting love again and being not being afraid to love, I thought was just so impactful, man. You know, it crushed me the moment she asks, what did they take from you? And he says, Carl. And, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I don't know if that would have hit me as hard as it did. But now having a son myself, I can't imagine my life without my son. And the fact that Carl died and Rick still had to continue to live on, and the fact that this season begins with him dreaming of Michonne, you think that that's what he's been dreaming about the whole time, but to come to find out the reason why he's dreaming of Michonne is because he once upon a time dreamed of Carl, and the CRM kept him for such a long time and just broke this man down to the point to where he could no longer see his son again. And I can't even imagine the idea of not even recognizing my son's face or even memories of him to be that broken down. Like, there's a part of me that's kind of choking up right now, just kind of talking about just the thought of it alone. And I have always been a fan of father-son relationships. And I love when they're compelling stories told on screen, because I do think us as men need to see those type of stories. So to see who Rick used to be and what he has become because of the fact that he has lost so many people and those that he loved, I think was just so incredibly impactful. You know, it's easy to watch these first 3 episodes and want to kick Rick in the ass for his decisions and the fact that he's changed so much, right? But I think this episode does an amazing job of truly expressing why he's this fearful for losing Michonne and anybody else in his life that he just doesn't want to deal with anymore. Like, I'm really trying not to choke up talking about it, because I think it's just that powerful. And I thought just the writing in this episode was impeccable. Denai literally deserves some sort of Emmy just for this one episode alone. I think is pretty incredible. I mean, again, to be able to take the weight of an episode and literally just have two people really be the main focus of this episode was everything. And, you know, while it was, the reunion was great, the tension and the buildup has been great all season. This is exactly what these two needed as a couple. The sort of come to Jesus moment, right? Like the lover's quarrel sort of thing, in the sense of just getting everything out of the way, experiencing each other's truths, having some hard truths, to stop the line and the hiding behind some of your fears, and just getting it all out of there. And I mean, it is one of those things where it's like, yeah, you know, this is sort of bound to happen. And I love the way that Michonne really handles this situation, the realization that this is not the man that I certainly remember sort of thing. There's got to be something wrong. I even really love the sequence of when she initially leaves and she's walking down the hallway and then she eventually stops, and I'm thinking to myself, is she thinking about going back? But I don't necessarily think it was even that. I think it was the idea that she was probably kind of surprised that Rick didn't come after her at that time. The fact that it took him so long to kind of open that door, I think she was thinking like, why isn't he here? Like, have I really lost this man to the point to where he's not even going to come after me sort of thing? And she eventually just winds up leaving. But we do see that Rick eventually leaves. And it is one of those things where like Andrew Lincoln just has great subtleties about his performance in here. Sort of like the jittery hands, the quivering lip, the, you know, the panting, or like the little breathing here or there, like he's kind of losing a piece of himself sort of thing, right? Like his body wants to move, but he's trying to not go, right? Like you can hear the trinkets in his head certainly moving around. You can almost feel the beating of his heart trying to figure out if this is a decision that he should do. Like he can't let this woman kind of leave his side. I mean, Andrew Lincoln just absolutely killed it as Rick in here. And to be able to see just these two character arcs and journey just in this one episode of, you know, lovers who are clearly at odds, you know, the idea of having to cut through the bullshit and like, you know, one sort of step at a time, different levels of acceptance that both of these characters kind of go through to get to the end result of what I thought was a great sequence of, despite the building coming down around them, sort of that moment where we have to make a decision as to what's going to happen here. And I absolutely loved it. I really did. I did laugh a little bit at the sex scene in here, just a sense of like, look, bro, you're just gonna have to ravish this woman. Like at the end of a really terrible conversation, a bad back and forth, like sometimes you just need to take that anger and you just need to just put it on her, Rick. You know what I'm saying? Like you just need to dish it out. And you know, just have that makeup sex, if you will, right? Like that rough makeup sex. Clearly that's certainly not what happened, but that's what I was certainly thinking was gonna happen. But you know, look, you know, it definitely got that rush of love he was feeling, right? I mean, homeboy was like, oh my god, I haven't felt these emotions in such a long time. Like homeboy literally looked, he was about to faint with Michonne on top of him. You know what I'm saying? So he definitely quickly remembered like, oh, this is what I fell in love with. This is what I'm alive for type of mentality. So, you know, look, it definitely, while he was still trying to say, look, I need to go back to the CRM, make no mistake, that love making kind of softened his heart just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. I thought it was just a beautiful story, man. Just an absolutely beautiful story in this episode. Again, great action. But look, it ends in a happy ending. And at the end of the day, like I was honestly expecting something terrible to either happen at the end of this episode, or they were going to bump into somebody at the end of this episode. I was thinking they were going to drive off into this car and another helicopter was going to like land right in front of them sort of thing to kind of set up the next episode. But they really left this on sort of a happy ending. And to be able to see Andrew and Denai just as Rick and Michonne sort of like back in their prime on the same page again was was just really fun. It just felt like they were two like high school lovers once again. Like they reignited sort of that passion that they had. Like the little subtleties of like them being in the elevator going down, and before the doors close, Michonne pulls him in for a kiss, right? The idea of her having to climb over him in the car, and you know, just to get over to the driver's seat, and they still like can't keep their hands off each other, sort of thing, right? It just feels like two lovebirds for the first time that just fell in love all over again. So I thought that was pretty fun. And look, as somebody that can't drive a stick shift myself, I honestly thought that was a hilarious scene, because I just picture me and my girlfriend like getting in the car, looking at the stick shift and like, yeah, babe, I think you're going to have to drive on this one. So it definitely reminded me of me and my girlfriend there for a minute, for sure. But stellar episode, man. Stellar episode. Again, the arguing, the come to Jesus moments. And how can I possibly forget here? My God, we're 10 minutes in and I'm just going on the rant about just everything about this episode that I loved. And the fact that Rick has a son. Like, we get the huge reveal in here that they are, in fact, having an additional kid, that Michonne is, in fact, has another kid by the name of Rick. I don't know if that's something that they showed in the past Walking Dead series, if they showed her while she was pregnant, sort of thing. You know, the recap simply just showed Judith, so I don't know if that's like a huge realization or a new revelation for everybody that watches this show that Michonne was in fact pregnant. I guess I got to assume so, because she does mention her bumping into a old friend of hers kidnapping Judith and some kids, and they had some things going on with Daryl, and the fact that she was 7 months pregnant at the time. So did they show that on The Walking Dead? I have personally no idea. But the fact that that huge revelation is dropped on Rick was startling to me. I had a huge smile on my face. It was just really sad, though, and disappointing to see that he just did not have that excitement for wanting to know about his kid. And, you know, you would think that something like that would certainly make him want to kind of come back home. But again, it just goes to show you the depths and how much they've broken this man, where it's almost like you had to deprogram Rick sort of all over again to remember exactly who he certainly is. So, you know, look, I don't know if this is going to have a happy ending at the end of this limited series, if this is the closest thing that we're going to get to a happy ending. You know, I don't want Rick to die. I don't want Michonne to certainly die. If anything, I would like to have them end with seeing Judith and RJ at some point in time. So, huge revelation in here. Great performances, great writing. Easily the best episode of this season so far. And I can't wait to see what certainly comes next, man. But look, guys, at the end of the day, these are just simply my A-plus opinions. I want to know yours. What did you guys think about episode 4 of The Ones Who Live? Let your thoughts be known in the comment section box below. And we'll definitely go ahead and talk more about it next week. Yeah, let's have more conversation about episode 4 in the comment section box below. But until next time, do me a big favor, y'all. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And keep it A+. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.